WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle is now taking reservations for Austin Airport service with trips starting September 20th. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities until further notice. All mail from Bryan College Station is routed through Houston. The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola Post Office until further notice. The only reason the USPS gives is the impact from Hurricane Harvey. We are waiting for a reply to why the mail cannot be routed somewhere else. The timing of Harvey's record rainfall could not have been worse for local agriculture producers.
Ranch-wise, you know, that's one of the things that I did early this morning. I've got cattle in the river bottoms, at both river bottoms, and also the Brazos River. And, you know, we're trying to make sure that they're to high ground and safe and to get to where we can get.
Brazos County Commissioner Sammy Catalina on our show says the hurricane hit cotton producers particularly hard.
All the cotton were ready. Was ready to come out and take. Some of them had already started, and I don't think very many of them in our part of the country had even got a quarter or halfway through. So you can imagine what 15, 20, 25 inches of rain is going to do to that cotton that's open.
Today, commissioners' meeting agenda includes removing a burn ban. Severe flooding has closed College Station City Parks indefinitely, but Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says that hasn't stopped visitors from checking out the high water at Lit Creek and Wolfpin Creek Parks.
While things might look fun to mess around in the water, it is very dangerous, and please keep that in mind.
A survey of parks and buildings so far has turned up no major damage.
There are a few trees down in different places, but they didn't fall on anything.
Schmidt says city employees have had to run off people from sliding down the hill behind the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. A reminder, Texas A&M and Blinn have no classes today, but both A&M and Blinn will resume classes tomorrow. Sam Houston State has canceled classes through Labor Day. Bryan ISD is starting 2 hours late today, and there is no morning pre-kindergarten. All Bryan ISD bus pickups, school start times, employee arrival times, and normally scheduled activities will be delayed 2 hours from their normal start time. College Station ISD is holding classes today on their regular schedule. Bryan Broadcasting, the Eagle, and KBTX thanks the scores of contributors who donated yesterday afternoon to storm victims.
We were absolutely blown away. We thought we were going to have one truck that was filled, ended up being two, and still some spillage that we're going to have to bring to somewhere else. So we just thank the Brazos Valley. Every time we do a project, we are blown away by the generosity of this community. It is just an amazing thing to behold, and I always think I can't be surprised, and here I am again, surprised. So thank you again to everybody who was able to donate.
Bryan Broadcasting. Casting's Katie Dempsey says the first truck was sent to a Houston area shelter. The second will go to Rockport, which was the bullseye of Hurricane Harvey's landfall. Both trucks transported items mostly for young children. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle is now taking reservations for daily service to and from the Austin airport with trips starting September 20th. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle with new service to Austin coming September 20th. Let us do the driving.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Byanski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The Houston area picking up over 10 inches of rain yesterday. We had significantly less than that, and we will have significantly less rain than Galveston and Houston today. The heaviest rain is just to the south and east of our area due to the circulation of Harvey. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm today, breezy and 80. Flash flood watch remains in effect through 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Scattered showers and storms, breezy overnight, 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Kevin Sumlin shared his sentiments about the hurricane and how it affected him and the team on last night's Coach Sumlin show. Meanwhile, Art Briles had a job in Canada for about 11 hours before public pressure led to his removal. And Harvey has caused the relocation of a number of games across the sports world. We'll update you on which games are being played where. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, okay, so, yeah, this whole baseball thing about how the Rangers and the Astros are not going to play in Florida brings up the question, who's really being difficult about this? The Rangers are being attacked online for refusing to switch their series with the Astros. Instead, they offered to host both series in Arlington, so the games that were supposed to start tonight in Houston are now, as you said, going to Tampa Bay. Now, they've got two series coming up with the Astros, the first one starting tonight and supposing to be played there in Houston. Then the second one starts on September the 25th. So the Astros went to the Rangers and asked if they could just switch so that both teams would be able to play on their home turf. In other words,
seems fair.
Right. Well, yes.
Not to fans.
Yeah. This week's game shifting to Arlington and the September game moving to Houston. The Rangers refused. They said that swapping the games wouldn't be fair to their fans who had their tickets for September. They did make an offer, though. They offered to steal Houston's home advantage and take both series.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so then Houston said, nah, we'll go to Florida.
Talk about not fair there, you know? I mean, it's... I'm sure they could have figured out some way to
compensate. They went to Florida.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they could have figured out some way to compensate ticket holders that already had their tickets for being, you know, the other game there. But, I mean, come on. Moving the whole thing to Florida, that inconveniences all the fans.
Astros president Reed Ryan said, you've got a major storm that's disrupted everything. We went to the Rangers and said, hey, let's switch series. You guys have our home series. We'll take your home series. They rejected that and didn't want to do that. The Rangers wanted us to play the next 3 days at their place. They didn't want to do that, so that's how we ended up.
Seems a little petty.
And again, that's not really the hotbed for Major League Baseball at Tampa.
Yeah.
It's a horrible stadium from what I hear. I don't know. But nonetheless, got that going on. So what else has Harvey done in our world that people are looking at, aside from the death and destruction, clearly?
Apparently it's
damage.
Washing away Republicans, and
yeah.
That's okay. I saw more stuff on social media just within the last few minutes after bringing up that one professor, and it literally made me sick. It's just sad that people out there truly think this is okay.
They want to politicize it.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
All right.
So one thing I want to bring up, though, that's on the positive side of Harvey is the relief effort that we held up here yesterday was fantastic. The response from the people across the Brazos Valley was just amazing. I was out there helping, you know, load up the trucks and everything. Did a break for Bill during the 5 o'clock news, and the people that came out there were just, I mean, so generous. And I'm, you know, like I said yesterday, I'm not surprised this this community is fantastic when it comes to stuff like that. But big thank you, of course, to everybody in Bryan College Station who helped out.
I want to say, when did the email hit that we were going to do this?
12:15. Like, yeah, lunchtime.
Right, about lunchtime, and said we're going to end it at 7 o'clock. And the Eagle provided
the trucks.
The trucks there, and KBTX also helpful with us in putting that together with some person power. And you're right. People just responded because they felt like that was the thing to do. And here's the other deal is they probably, in many cases, had to go to a lot of trouble to find these things, because if you went into the grocery stores, these were some of the items that clearly people passing through had taken for their own use. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like it was a whole bunch of extra stuff you had. I don't know. Maybe there are people who have 36 packs of diapers hanging out extra in their house.
Right,
but
yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but they did. They responded. And
those couponers probably
did. Yep, there you go. And we thank you for doing that again.
It was awesome.
So now the National Weather Service has had to add two new colors to the ones that they have to indicate rainfall totals because they were so high. In a tweet they sent out on Monday, National Weather Service explained that so much rain had fallen over Texas and Louisiana because of the storm that the previous map code could not cover it accurately. Water levels reached 50 inches in some areas in the original map. The top end of the observed rainfall was marked as deep purple. That was for amounts of 15 inches. Come on!
Yeah.
What a piker, 15 inches. and there was no upper limit. So when Harvey started dumping all this significant amounts of rain in there, the new colors they used were plum, which was for rainfall of 20 to 30 inches, and pinkish lavender for rain greater than 30 inches.
Yeah. Okay.
So now we have, Harvey has done that for us. We can now call that the Harvey precipitation level.
Wow.
And now we're going up into, what, we're going 50 inches? Is that what they're saying in Louisiana? There may be some places where they get that. So, in the meantime.
Hope not.
Now, one of the ways that the FEMA folks measure hurricane damage, of course, is the Waffle House Index.
I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there.
That's the Waffle House, of course, a popular 24-hour fast food chain in the Southeast, has a unique ability to operate solely on gas if necessary. So a closed Waffle House is often tantamount to disaster. Prior to Harvey, the attitude at Waffle House across Texas was calm. The company's staff had been preparing for months. A Waffle House employee in Galveston said, quote, "We have our own special disaster teams and generators waiting to be shipped. We're opened up until the city makes us close." Former FEMA spokesperson explains how the Waffle House Index works. Waffle House stays on when the wind is blowing, and they never close. They also have a very small footprint, so it's easy. And these little stores are going about what they need to do, which is to help out a few people. Before the storm hits, even before a hurricane, the company makes storm checklists for each location, meets with local authorities, and educates new employees.
Wow.
So who knew that Waffle House was such a complex place?
Right, so prepared.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just thought it was a bit for Jim Gaffigan to be able to talk about how people are there with guns. But there. So it's 718, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Do you like wine? Are you broke all the time? Then guess what? Now you can get ready with $5 wines at Target.
Yeah, buddy.
No glasses of wine, $5. We're talking bottles of wine for $5.
Wow. Well, so Trader Joe's does this thing it's a Trader Joe's wine, and you call it $2 Chuck. And I think it's actually $2.99, so it's $3. But they have $3 bottles of wine in several different like kinds and variety. So maybe Target's trying to make the push.
Ooh.
The long and various trip I've had with Ben Downs over the last 35, 40 years has included many things, including, I think, about 6 years ago, he had some really horrible wine at the office party.
Okay.
And I said, man, this is really memorable. Where'd you get it? And he told me where, and it was a place in town. It's not a normal beverage-atorium.
Right.
And so we just made it a Christmas tradition for the next 3 or 4 years every time Jackie and I would go into that store specifically so we could buy some of this horrible wine.
Oh, gosh.
Just so we could give it to Ben.
Yeah.
In a way, just to thank him as to how memorable that product happened to be that he tried to foist off on.
The two-buck chuck is not bad. It okay. is definitely worth your time.
Well, it's here's the deal.
They're, and $3.
They're selling the $5 wine Sunday, September 3rd, because a holiday weekend deserves a treat like that. The wine will be offered in 5 varieties. Okay, as if you'd be able to tell. I'm figuring it's just basically by color, but anyhow,
yeah.
They say.
Hey, you know, at $5 a bottle, you can't afford not to, you know.
That's Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, Moscato, Cab, and the most scary one probably is the red blend, which
ooh,
could be almost
anything. Mystery wine. Yeah.
They will be sold under the label California Roots.
Okay.
So there you are. That'll be...
I
okay.
like who, but who starts selling booze on a Sunday?
Yeah, I don't
how
know.
How many states even allow you to buy alcohol
well,
on
can,
a Sunday?
You can buy wine on Sunday.
I hear, but there are different
that's true.
Yeah. Alcohol
yeah.
laws.
In New Mexico, you can buy anything you want any day of the week.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I mean, there are different laws.
I got to wait till noon.
Leaving people yeah. to their own devices? What?
How many people will be sitting in the parking lot at Target?
11:59.
Right?
Open.
Go.
I want to be the first one to get all 5 varieties. Okay, that's
all 5. Got to have a taste testing party.
They ought to. Yeah, just have somebody there with those little sippy cups.
Yeah, watching the Aggie game, drinking
sure.
your Target wine.
Wine tasting is sophisticated.
In your Dixie cups. Yeah, exactly.
Aggie football and $5 wine.
Oh, man, I know what I'm doing Sunday.
Yeah.
Just not sure which one will disappoint you the most. feel free to pour that second, third, and even fourth cup of coffee this morning. Higher consumption of coffee now connected with a lower risk of death.
Yes.
This is a brand new
I'm
study.
I'm living forever.
Well, but the thing is, it's from Spain.
Ah, man.
Now, see, they're not getting American coffee and taking it to Spain. It's probably some Spanish coffee.
They're not drinking that Dunkin' Donuts?
No, I don't think so. The study featured nearly 20,000 participants and followed them for an average of 10 years,
oh,
that's
wow.
pretty good, though. Study found participants who drank at least 4 cups of coffee each day had a 64% lower risk of death.
What? Risk of death? What does that, like, if you get hit by a bus, you get hit by a bus.
Yeah, we all
coffee
got,
is not going to determine that.
We've all got that risk of death.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
It keeps you more alert so you won't get hit by the bus.
Maybe.
You know, we had the story last week about how coffee makes you dumber.
Uh-huh.
And so now it makes you live longer. So there are just going to be dumb people living forever with no risk of death, apparently.
Perfect. The research also found for participants who were 45 or older that drinking 2 additional cups of coffee was linked to a 30% lower risk of death. So I presume that's what it is. It's just based, again, on funding. let's have battling surveys to see what we can come up with. Pro-coffee, anti-coffee, pro-sugar, anti-sugar.
Yep.
But at least for now, today's. And again, it is a big study. That's, again, 20,000
yeah.
participants over a 10-year period.
But, good sample.
There you go. It's 4 cups or more. 7:23 right now.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember backstabbing. Chowder voting.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Party Time Rentals offers game day tailgate packages perfect for any Aggie's needs. With packages from 10 to 40 of your closest Aggie friends, Party Time Rentals has everything you need to make your tailgate a touchdown. Ask an event consultant about customized tailgate packages for larger groups. Party Time Rentals, helping Aggie fans everywhere celebrate game days for over 40 years. Check out our website at partytimerentals.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Party Time Rentals, rental done right.
7:23, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Caller, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, John?
Doing great, thank you. I just wanted to give you a Waffle House update. Yesterday about noon, a whole airplane full of Waffle House executives flew into Eastwood Airport, rented cars, and they were headed to Galveston to check on every Waffle House between here and there. They're turning their cars in Galveston and then flying out of there whenever they get through with their business.
They're like Waffle House first responders.
They are, and they were on the scene before the Army or the Navy.
Wow. Now, while I've got you on the phone, this is John Clanton, and you run the fixed-based operation at Easterwood. How are conditions out there, and how were they in the last 48 hours?
Well, we had the same amount of rain as everybody else. Not much traffic, except that we have had a good bit of military traffic coming in to support the rescue efforts in Houston. We've got, several helicopters on the ground now. By the end of the day, we expect upwards of 25 to 30 helicopters based out of here. And then also C-130 cargo airplanes bringing in supplies for the folks to use.
So we're going to hear lots of big airplanes coming in here. And, of course, because you're part of that fixed-base operation network, what were you able to talk to any of your counterparts down in Fort Bend County or down in that area along the Gulf Coast?
No, most of the airports down there were closed. It's a pretty bad scene if something like Hobby and Intercontinental are closed because of the amount of water that's on the runway. So most of the airports down there were closed for the better part of it. I'm sure some of them are opening back up today.
Now, did you end up having storage of airplanes? Did people fly them to come up this far? Do they go on generally? What do aircraft owners do when they have this kind of weather coming?
Well, most of them will just stay where they are in their hangars in Sugar Land or in Houston. The Navy will tend to move things to higher ground, but they'll usually go a little farther away, make sure there's enough distance between where they end up and the coast.
Yeah. So, again, some big airplanes will be coming in. That's to help out. But the first ones in there were the Waffle House guys. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call.
Thanks. Take care.
All right. See you. There you go. So, there. On the ground and getting work done, checking on every Waffle House between here and Galveston.
That's pretty awesome.
7:26, let's have a look at our weather, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929 because the center of Harvey has basically moved over to the south and the east. It's Louisiana that's catching most of this stuff this morning. And while we may have some rain, actually, we kind of get a little benefit because we've got winds coming out of the northwest, which makes it, we don't have any of that heat and humidity, which I'm sorry to say we will have later this week. But northeast winds next couple of days, and then by the time we get to the end of the week, we're probably back up to 87 or something like that. But today and tomorrow, we should have pretty nice temperatures. And again, the winds will be gusting up to about... it says 22 miles an hour here. So be aware of that. And, again, the runoff, we'll start to learn more and more about what's out there. Currently, we've got 73 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, while the drive-by media was losing it over Trump's pardon of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, another story unfolded that actually impacts people's lives. It's something I've warned you about for years. The Des Moines Register reports that Iowa consumers are facing the largest health insurance price increase in state history. Premiums for the coming year are predicted to rise 57%. But many Iowans face even higher rates. Due to huge financial losses, Aetna and Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield pulled out of the state, leaving Iowa with only one insurance provider, which means skyrocketing premiums. All by design, as I predicted. At a heated public hearing, citizens begged the state insurance commissioner to provide some kind of relief, but he told them he's pretty much powerless to lower prices. Things are so desperate that some Iowans are looking into purchasing property in neighboring Minnesota, declaring legal residence there in order to buy health insurance. But those who can't escape, well, they're stuck. Unless they qualify for Obamacare subsidies, which may not come, they'll have to pick up the entire tab. This is what Obama and the Democrats did to Iowa. It's what Republicans promised to repeal and replace for 7 years, but they haven't done it. This is what the Obamacare implosion looks like. And the implosion is headed to your state and my state and every other state. It's just a matter of time.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
There is a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud, but that is not the only form of identity theft. There are cases of information being sold on the dark web, or somebody getting an online payday loan in your name. Now, good thing there's LifeLock, folks. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you on a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But LifeLock is the best when it comes to online identity theft protection, and you should have it. Join now and get 10% off by using the promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com using the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com or call them 800-440-4833. Use my name and save 10% now.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Today's Brazos County Commission meeting agenda calls for the removal of the burn ban.
The first 4 or 5 inches that we got, we didn't think it was going to be that bad because we were so dry that it just kind of soaked it up. But after that, now it's just all runoff. It's time to find a place to go.
Commissioner Sammy Catalina on our show calls on residents to not play in the water surrounding the Brazos Center.
We have that creek that goes through there. We have a lot of water there, and part of the parking lot's underwater, and people are driving through it looking at it. I mean, and the water is swift. You know, no sense in taking a chance just to look at some water. Turn the TV on if you want to look at water.
In addition to his county responsibilities, Catalina says he's working to keep his cattle on high ground along the flooded river bottoms and says he has also seen the ready-to-harvest cotton crop wiped out by the storms. The city of College Station is asking listeners to stay out of city parks, especially Wolfpin Creek and Lick Creek parks.
As we send our crews out to look at damage and what's out there in the parks, we've noticed that there's a lot of other people out and around in the parks, and we just want to remind them that they are closed right now until the weather lets up.
Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says it's hazardous to slide down the hill by the Wolfpin Amphitheater.
In this case, into the flooded water behind it. And, yeah, it's pretty dangerous. So there's been quite a few people that we've had to chase out of there.
It's also considered a hazard for those considering swimming, wading, or boating in the swollen creeks. There is no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities until further notice. All mail from Bryan College Station is routed through Houston. The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola Post Office until further notice. The only reason the USPS gives is the impact from Hurricane Harvey. We are waiting for a reply to why the mail cannot be routed somewhere else. With no advance notice, you showed up mightily again to assist out-of-towners displaced by the severe weather.
I think we pulled this together in about an hour and a half with KBTX and the Eagle, and 2 truckloads later, I mean, we're going to help out a lot of people. So again, we thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. Everyone at Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX and the Eagle. Residents of Bryan College Station are just amazing.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says the original plan was for 1 truck from the Eagle to transport items, mostly for young children, to a Houston area shelter. But the turnout was so great that the Eagle brought in a 2nd truck, which was also filled with similar donations. The 2nd truck will be going to Rockport, which was the bullseye of Hurricane Harvey's landfall. A reminder, Texas A&M and Blinn have no classes today, but both will resume classes tomorrow. Sam Houston State has canceled classes through Labor Day. Bryan ISD is starting 2 hours late today, and there is no morning pre-kindergarten. College Station ISD is holding classes today on their regular schedule. South of Milliken along FM 159, there is a partial breach that is threatening the Clifty Creek Lake Dam. Residents have been asked to stay in place and call 911 if they have an emergency or they want to be evacuated. Motorists are also asked to stay away. The personnel office at Sanderson Farms has asked us to share that they will be back open for business today. All three shifts are to report at their regular startup time. We've told you that WTAW sports director Zach Taylor was among the thousands of passengers stuck on cruise ships in the Gulf behind Harvey. Zach texted us yesterday that they're headed back again to New Orleans. They're expected to arrive today and unload there. He will be flying to Dallas and driving back to College Station. A Montgomery County woman who was napping yesterday was killed after a tree crashed into her mobile home. Then her husband had to be rescued. The sheriff's office reported this happened in Porter, which is east of Spring. Firefighters had to wade through chest-level water to remove the tree and get the victim and her husband. Among more than 3,000 rescues around Houston involved a dump truck. This took place along homes in Sugar Land near the Brazos River. A Fort Bend deputy sheriff arranged to get the truck, and several residents floated on small rafts and air mattresses to get to the truck. Many were taken to the baseball park that is now home of the Sugar Land Skeeters minor league team. And in Houston, KHOU Television is reporting that six family members are believed to have drowned when their van was swept away by floodwaters. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 72 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
Harvey hasn't moved very much since yesterday, but it's moved far enough to the southeast that the heaviest rain has been pulled out of our region. We'll see more scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm today, highs near 80. Chance of showers or a thunderstorm tonight, remaining breezy 70. Scattered showers and storms possible tomorrow, breezy 80 to 85. Mostly cloudy, breezy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got statements from on the hurricane and more from Coach Kevin Sumlin from last night's Coach Sumlin show. Meanwhile, former coach of the A&M women's basketball team Wanda Bender has passed away. And we'll take a look at where games from college football to Major League Baseball will be relocated due to flooding from Harvey. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so... Oh, these young people who write these sports stories. Ringo Starr, may have heard of him.
Once or twice, sure.
He's accomplished many, many things in his life, but he never really played for the Green Bay Packers. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a story on Friday about retired Packers defensive lineman Jerry Kramer, who was nominated to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And it mentioned the team's legendary center, Ringo Starr. Well, the guy's name was actually Jim Ringo.
Close.
Some people caught the error, which led the Sentinel to printing a retraction that said, the story in Friday's Journal Sentinel on Jerry Kramer being nominated to the Pro Football Hall of Fame incorrectly named Ringo Starr as the center for the Packers instead of Jim Ringo. Peace and love.
So you mean after the Beatles broke up, Ringo didn't go play football?
He did not, and it's amazing that it says just some people found that.
Right.
You know, people just reading through going, wow, Ringo Starr was the center there.
Who were the Beatles?
Yeah. Yep. So now, you've had a day off, and maybe you have to go in today. So, you know, we want to try to help you out a little bit, because after all, they're going to go, well, what did you do yesterday?
Right.
And so if we can tell you something that makes you more entertaining or smarter,
sure,
then we figure we've done our job.
Yeah, we're like coffee like that.
So, right, yeah. Which came first, the flush toilet or toilet paper?
Oh, toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
It's not even close.
The flush toilet.
The toilet paper... apparently came into being in 1867.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, necessity is the mother of invention.
That's true. Flush toilet was in 26 BC.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Which came first, computer viruses or the floppy disk?
Floppy disk.
Yeah.
This one's close, yeah. Floppy disk in 1967, because you had to have a way to go ahead and install the virus in other people's computers.
Right, exactly.
That happened 3 years later in 1970. Okay. Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke? Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, which came first?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
It's Diet Pepsi.
Wow.
By a good long time, as a matter of fact.
That makes sense, because that would be why Diet Coke's slogan originally was just for the taste of it.
Yeah, well, because, and again, and I think Coca-Cola had this drink called Tab,
yep,
which was a diet drink, and maybe they did that before they decided to brand something actually Coke.
Right.
Diet Pepsi out in 1964. Diet Coke didn't show up until 1982.
Wow.
Okay, and this one I think is easy. Racquetball or tennis? Racquetball or tennis?
Tennis.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mid-1800s.
Yeah.
Racquetball 1952 caused by frustrated tennis players. Because, I mean, with racquetball, all you got to do is just hit the dang front wall.
True.
Yeah.
You can do that, can't
you? You can do it by yourself.
It's wall ball, yeah.
I mean, if you take care of that, then you've pretty much done what you couldn't do with the other one. Did you hear... A California woman recently found a live frog inside her bagged salad from Target.
I heard this earlier this morning,
She decided to keep it as a pet.
As a pet!
She rescued the frog.
Target is investigating how it got there.
Yeah.
I bet. So far, they've offered the woman a very generous $5 gift card as compensation.
Oh, my God. Wait, really? $5?
Yeah, $5.
She ate like half the salad before she noticed it was in there.
Well, who dumps the entire bag of salad out if it's just you, right?
True, but that also means that you just ate frog juice. Stuff. Yeah.
Well, maybe. We don't know that. That's not necessarily
true. I'm sure that frog was in there for a little while.
Lettuce.
Well, actually, what happened was as she was eating some of the salad, she saw the lettuce move.
Yeah.
And that's when she realized there was a little bitty frog on her plate. She picked up the frog and realized it was in bad shape from being trapped in the bag.
Oh.
Rinsed off the dressing.
Oh.
Yeah. And then her husband gave it little chest compressions with one finger.
Stop
to help it start breathing again. See, they tell us that, and I guess we're supposed to accept that as being true. I'm not. I'm not thinking so. Of course, it was California, so they could be frog huggers.
Mm-hmm. Frog huggers. And even if they did, it doesn't mean it worked. It just might have been its time to stay alive.
But it says he gave it chest compressions with one finger to help it start breathing normally again. I don't generally have knowledge of the normal respiration rate of a baby frog or a little frog, but maybe this guy did.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he was a frog expert.
That's right. After the frog recovered, they declared to keep him as the pet. Target says they are working with the manufacturer to figure out how the frog got in there.
Yeah, good idea.
The bag was open and the frog got in.
Yeah. Well, the people don't seem concerned.
No, it's really a pet now. And then again,
California.
But they got a pet.
The $5
gift card.
Nice. Pretty nice.
Yeah.
All right. Then there's the story of the 35-year-old woman named Melissa Natal of Franklin, New Hampshire, arrested on Friday for robbery. When she was in the holding cell, she said she was too cold. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's when the police came in to take her booking photo. Apparently they did that in the cell. She had wrapped herself in toilet paper. And so they took the picture of her
wrapped in toilet paper. That work with up, what you got, girl.
Yeah. That's it. Ends up being her booking photo.
Oh, wow.
So, and of course, it's gone viral because people have nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. So here are five times when it is perfectly okay to send food back at a restaurant.
Okay.
Never.
Well, how about this? How about when there's a foreign object in your food?
Absolutely, yes.
Like a frog?
Okay.
Or like a bug?
Yeah.
Or hair?
Or a screw.
All right. Then there's an ingredient you're allergic to, especially if you ask ahead of time for them to leave it out.
Yes.
And it wasn't listed on the menu, and your face starts puffing up.
Yeah, you can probably send that back.
Okay. When the food is overcooked or undercooked, especially if it is way, way off.
Right.
Like if you order medium rare and it comes well done.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
It's
a pork chop and it's rubbery and pink on the inside. Yeah. Don't be doing that.
Or chicken.
Yep. Mm-hmm. When something that's supposed to be hot comes out cold, it's usually because your server is busy and forgot it.
Right.
The same applies to stuff that's supposed to be cold, like if you leave the salad under the heat lamp for too long.
Ew.
It's to kill the frog.
Right.
And then the final reason is when it's not what you ordered. Obviously, if they bring you the wrong food, you can send it back. Or if they have to remake it, you can just, let them leave it there and give it to you. Okay, that'd be free food, so you could do that if you want to.
See, the thing is like you can do that, but you just got to realize, like, at some point, you might just want to say, all right, this meal is over, because A, they're clearly not good enough to get your order right or do all those other things that are horrible, or, they might be offended and do something awful to the food they give back to you.
Oh, yeah, don't think about that. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Most of the pep talks you've ever received have encouraged you to dream big. That's because big goals are great motivators. They inspire us to reach beyond ourselves. They challenge us to take action and become something more tomorrow than we are today. But big goals can hold you back as well. In fact, they can actually get in the way of the accomplishments you're after. We say we have big goals when we're talking about achievements that we know are beyond our reach at that particular moment. It could take years of hard work, focus, and dedication to scale whatever mountain we've chosen to climb in life. And that's why we need smaller rewards along the way, to periodically renew our hearts and minds. If the only reward for all of that focus and hard work is months or years away, it's easy to lose heart along that journey. So here's a helpful tip for you. To achieve something great, start by thinking small. Think of smaller goals that divide your master plan into manageable pieces. Find ways to create little victories for yourself to enjoy every day, every week, and every month. If you're on a diet, allow yourself a small cheat meal once a week or so. If you're writing the next great American novel, reward yourself with dinner out every time you finish a chapter. Find ways every day to celebrate the fact that you're taking yet another step closer to your ultimate finish line. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the Coach Kevin Sumlin Show debuted for the first time this season last night out at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. First up, Coach Sumlin spoke on how the hurricane has affected him and the team.
Well, it's been a nightmare, the best way to put it. You know, we've got a lot of players that are in and around, not just the Houston area, but the Gulf Coast area, and you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the city of Houston and a lot of our guys that are dealing with things that are bigger than football. You know, nothing hit me harder than, I think everybody knows, my relationship with Bucky Richardson. He's one of my best buddies, and we lived in the same neighborhood, which got really torn up by tornadoes and things south of Houston. And, you know, last night he was trying to get out of there with his family after they, you know, cancel school, and he got out of there, but he couldn't get here. So, you know, he's in a hotel in Katy. That's when it really hit me that, you know, people are trapped.
Turning to football, Coach spoke on Christian Kirk and exactly what he means to the program.
He's been fabulous. You know, it's hard to believe it. It's been 3 years with him, you know, since I sat in the house. And ironically, he's trying to figure out whether he was going to go to UCLA or come here. I'm glad that we were able to convince him to come here. I certainly don't want to play against him. He's a dynamic player and just a great leader and on and off the field.
The Aggs face UCLA this Sunday in Pasadena. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, Richmond's season opener at Sam Houston State, postponed by Hurricane Harvey, will be made up Friday night at Baylor. The Spiders and Sam Houston State were originally scheduled to open the season Sunday night. Meanwhile, another college football game is also on the move due to the hurricane. The BYU-LSU game will be played on Saturday night at the Superdome in New Orleans after massive flooding in Houston. The game is still scheduled to kick off at 9:30 p.m. In Canada, ex-Baylor coach Art Briles is having a little trouble with his job search in the wake of his firing over a sexual assault scandal allegedly involving some players. Less than 11 hours after the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League announced the hiring of Briles as an assistant coach, the league and the team backtracked in the face of public pressure and said he will not be joining the team after all. In some sad news, former Texas A&M head women's basketball coach Wanda Bender has passed away at the age of 86 on August 23rd. Bender was the coach of the Aggies women's basketball team from 1977 to 1979. She led the Aggs to two winning seasons and the school's only appearance at the SWAIA regional tournament in 1979. That squad won 26 games, a school record that stood for 29 years. In Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers had the night off last night but start a three-game series tonight. The series was supposed to take place at Minute Maid, but in the wake of flooding caused by Harvey, the series has been moved to Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. First pitch for tonight's game is set for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NFL, Houston Texans defensive end J.J. Watt wants to return to his city, which is swamped by floodwaters from Hurricane Harvey. Watt had this to say to his fans.
I don't know how much my thoughts mean to you, but I want you to know that they're with you. Just stay strong and stay safe. You know, heed to all the advice, heed to all the warnings that people give. Help out in whatever way you can with those around you. But the biggest thing is stay safe.
The Texans have been forced to relocate to Dallas until it's safe to return. The team has held one workout at the practice facility of the Dallas Cowboys and was planning another for today. The Texans face the Cowboys on Thursday at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Greg Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, in this town, there are a lot of people who rent because there's a lot of college students and things like that. But there are also permanent residents or townies who are still renting. Why is that maybe not such a good idea compared to like buying your own house?
Buying your own house is great because you get to decorate it your own way. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, some financial benefits are out there as well. The IRS lets you deduct your interest on your mortgage, your property taxes, plus real estate appreciates. And any money that you pay in rent just kind of goes down the drain. But money paid towards your home mortgage is sort of equity in the house. It's a built-in savings. And so it can really actually save you a lot more money buying a house.
Oh, okay. So you can save money and you get to customize the house however you want to. If you want to talk to the experts about buying and selling, Greg and Jen over there at Zweiker & Associates are the experts. And it's real easy to get in touch with them. All you got to do is go online, check them out. It's zarealestate.com. That's zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Guess you heard the story about Brandi Smith from KHOU TV. She's doing a live shot when the station began flooding and the staff had to evacuate. While she was on the air with the help of her photographer, Mario Sandoval, they noticed a truck driver who was trapped in high water. Reporter sprang into action, warned him not to get out, and by sheer luck saw a sheriff's deputy passing by in a boat and trailer, flagged him down. Emergency responders saved the driver, and Brandi was broadcasting all alone.
Wow.
The entire time. Story is made international news. They apparently, I don't know where KHOU's studios are.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure.
Their first floor flooded, and they had all moved up to the second floor, and that's the reason she was pretty much doing this all by herself.
Right. I say they just kept the feed on.
Yeah, interesting story. And, of course, lots of folks are willing to step in, country folks especially. New York Post Page 6 gossip column reports Chris Young is leading a pack of celebrity donations. Donors to give $100,000 for disaster relief.
I also saw Kevin Hart had started something, and I think it was something like $25,000, but asking celebs for
calling
help.
People out by name, as I recall doing that. Anyhow, apparently Chris used to live in Arlington, so that's his kind of Texas connection.
Yeah,
so
he's done a lot of stuff down here, too.
So if you're not expecting a delivery or friends, there's really no reason to answer the doorbell, right?
Right. Yeah. I never answer the door.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, and apparently you are not alone in that, as a matter of fact, because according to a new survey, 54% of people say they don't like answering the door when somebody rings the doorbell.
Yeah.
It's because it's awful.
They're slightly more likely to answer if they have security cameras, which would make sense. That way you know that what's going on.
Sure.
Instead, hey, it's just the delivery, okay?
I know. My
Amazon stuff got here. I'll go pick it up a little bit later on.
They just leave it at the door anyway.
Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. How did it about 78? North winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. How will that be? We may get some rain, but not very much. They're thinking less than a quarter of an inch. Same thing, rain will still be in the forecast tonight and tomorrow as well. 72 right now and overcast. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, at 8 o'clock.